You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blog's time on RNIB Connect Radio, where we discuss our beloved four-legged heroes in guide dogs, of course. Joining us back is Alex Ramzan. Alex, thank you for coming back on.
All right, thank you for having us.
So we've talked about Blossom, who sounded nice and very chilled, quite a calming essence. Now, you now have Rosie. Before we kind of find out more about Rosie, how long have you had her for?
I've had Rosie now for just over a year.
How was your first matching visit with Rosie when, you know, they brought her to meet you? What was it like?
I think if you've already listened to Blossom's story, it was very different to Blossom's story. Rosie is a very different dog to what Blossom was, so it was way more energetic and interesting. The matching visit went the same, pretty much the same as I mentioned previously, but because it was a brand new area for Rosie, I think she was slightly more interested in having a sniff around and seeing what this new area was like than listening to this brand new person that she'd never met before. So it took a lot of encouragement for her to actually do what she was meant to do.
How did you find that kind of change compared to what Blossom was like? Was it a difficult transition or?
Well, when I first applied for Rosie, I did say to guide dogs that I now know that I want a dog with a bit more work drive and a bit more of a personality, because I said to guide dogs that I want a dog that's a very different personality to what Blossom was. And I definitely got that. So she's very different from Blossom. I've gone from one end of the scale to the other. The transition really wasn't that difficult because I only waited, I think, maybe 3 or 4 months before I got the phone call about Rosie. So actually the transition wasn't actually that difficult because I was already used to the guide dog life. And I was just getting used to not having the guide dog again, and then I got the phone call about Rosie. So actually the transition wasn't actually difficult.
What was Rosie like as a personality then? Quite energetic, you've definitely mentioned, but yeah, what were kind of her other personality traits?
She's very energetic. She's very bouncy. She can be quite bouncy. She does bark occasionally, and she does make herself known if people aren't paying as much attention to her. So she's very much like look at me occasionally. She does like to be a centre of attention in certain situations, but there are also times where now she's just turned three, she's starting to calm down and she's starting to settle into certain calmer situations. So if I take her to a church service, for example, where before she would settle for a little while, but then after about half an hour, 45 minutes, she would start to get a bit restless. Where now she's got a little bit older, she's starting to just settle for the whole hour and a half, and it doesn't bother her at all.
What were some, you mentioned how Blossom was good at getting you out of danger, and I guess most guide dogs are quite good at that, but what were particularly Rosie's kind of standout working skills? What particularly does she excel at?
She is very good at getting from A to B. And sometimes I had to remind her that actually we don't have to get there 5 minutes early, it's fine. But I think currently where she's just like young, very young, energetic dog. She just needs to learn to calm down a little bit. But we will get there eventually, I'm sure.
5 minutes early, so is she a bit of a speedy one?
She can be a bit speedy. I think for the most part she is okay, and she will go at her pace that she's meant to. But if she is particularly excited on a certain day, she will speed up and it's like, no, calm down. We'll get it when we get there. So she can be a little bit overexcitable at times. But I guess I think that's down to her age and just being a young keen dog. I'm hoping that will settle over time anyway.
I find they do eventually, but some dogs are naturally speedy. How do you find managing that sort of aspect of her?
I mean, now I've had her for a little while. I'm used to the way she is. But I think, the first, 6 months or so, it was a bit of a change. Because where Blossom, as I said previously, Blossom was very chilled out and very calm, very placid. So Blossom didn't really need any input from me at all. Where Rosie is very much, she does need that correction from time to time. She does need that, that refocus on what she's meant to do, but this is where every dog is different.
The topic I always like discussing, funny habits. Blossom didn't have too many, you mentioned. There was that little funny muddy story. What's Rosie like? Does she have any quirks, any amusing kind of habits?
She loves her Nilo bone. She's always chewing her Nilo bone at home, or if I do take it out with me on the rare occasion, and she's always on that. So I go through Nilo bones in quite a quick rate. But we've not really had any major quirks at the moment, but I'm sure there will be in years to come, I'm sure.
Yeah, my dog, I mean, I've got them, but my dog doesn't go through them that quickly. You almost kind of have to force him to try to eat, to chew on them, which, I'd like him to be able to do that more, especially they're good for their teeth.
Blossom went through a phase of not of chewing them quite regularly, but then after she hit a certain age, she was like, I'm not interested. Where with Rosie at the minute, I probably go through probably two Nilo bones every few months. So I go through them quite quickly. So I've always got one in the drawer somewhere. So once she's finished with one, I can then quickly pull the other one out of the drawer. So she's not missing it.
Yeah, good tactic, good tactic. Well, again, sounds like a lovely dog, and I think what I like about this is that, both of your dogs have shown one aspect very much clearly, and that's how every dog's different, and no dog's the same, as we've discovered with Rosie and Blossom. So thank you very much for coming on and joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Emily.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.